morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Ashna Patel. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Friday, October 10th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Several Northwestern faculty have begun purchasing extra professional liability insurance through the American Association of University Professors to guard against legal risks and complaints, citing concerns that the university might not fully protect them. They say the move stems from worries over political pressures, changing institutional priorities, and the possibility that Northwestern won't honor its contractual legal protections. Former District 65 Superintendent Devin Horton has been federally indicted over alleged actions during his tenure in Evanston, Skokie. He currently serves as superintendent for DeKalb County Schools in Georgia and has been placed on paid administrative leave amid the indictment. A federal judge has issued a 14-day restraining order blocking the Trump administration's deployment of National Guard troops in Illinois, ruling there is no credible evidence of an organized rebellion justifying such a move. The judge has also criticized the government's claims as, quote, unreliable, end quote, warned that deployment could inflame civil unrest, and scheduled a hearing to decide whether to extend the block beyond October 23rd. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who has been a leading legal opponent of President Trump, was indicted on federal bank fraud charges tied to a 2020 mortgage application. She has argued the case is politically motivated, pointing to her role in high-profile investigations of Trump's businesses, while critics say the indictment undermines her credibility as the state's top law enforcement officer. Israel's cabinet approved the framework of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire deal with Hamas, which includes an immediate pause in fighting, with 24 hours to pull back Israeli troops to an agreed-upon line, the release of Israeli hostages, the exchange of Palestinian prisoners, opening the border crossing with Egypt, and allowing aid to flow to Gaza. Further negotiations will determine how the deal is implemented and monitored. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Ashna Patel. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Monday morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.